Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for health guru Beverly Nadler. I have fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. All their friends and family and all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsuya Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, as your life coach. Folks, hope you do that. Hope you listen to today's show. Take it all in. We have an extraordinary show on the healing benefits of complementary and alternative medicine. Most people use conventional medicine for health concerns. We know that. But do you all know there are many lesser-known effective therapies, some of which have been used successfully for centuries, that do not use drugs or surgery? When used in conjunction with conventional medicine, they are called complementary. When used alone, they are called alternative. Join us today with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. She will discuss this all-important subject so you can decide that these natural health cure options are right and best for you. I know without any doubt what is right and best for this show, and that is having our friend Beverly Nadler, a health guru extraordinaire, every Thursday in our Here's to Your Health segment. She is an awesome author, a beautiful best friend, an extraordinary poet. The list goes on, and we even have a whole show dedicated to just how extraordinary she is. So, folks, tune in, listen up to my friend and yours, Beverly Nadler.
Hi, thank you for that delightful introduction, as usual. By the way, I loved your opening. Really, really set the tone for a wonderful show. It's always a wonderful show, but this one is especially important because there are so many things that people are not aware of. They may have heard of them, but they're not sure, is this for me? And considering the fact that there's a lot of illness and pain so many people are suffering from, and there are many methods besides what the traditional or conventional drugs and surgery, which is, by the way, called allopathic medicine. If you ever see that word, you know it's referring to traditional medicine. And also, I do want to mention complementary, which Joyce said, is when it's used in conjunction with traditional medicine. Sometimes you will see the word integrative, And what that means is that they are using some of these complementary and alternative therapies in conjunction also with regular traditional medical care.
I just want to say the show is just starting with Beverly, and I learned something already. I was not familiar with the term complementary medicine. I have heard integrative, so thank you for letting us all know and clarifying those terms. Appreciate that.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay. All right, so let us actually begin with some of these very, very useful therapies and modalities, and one that's used quite a bit now with complementary medicine or as complementary medicine is acupuncture. And acupuncture is actually something that is thousands of years old, comes from China, and it's a belief that there are specific, what they call meridians or pathways or energy paths through which various points, and they are all directed towards the physical or the physical organs and systems in our body. And when the energy, which the acupuncturist called qi, C-H-I, sometimes spelled Q-I, same thing, when it's not flowing properly, what they do is use very, very fine needles. When I say fine, I mean they're like hair, you know, hair thin. And they move the energy so that it can then stimulate the part of the body that needs stimulation. Also, what's very interesting about acupuncture is that somehow the system knows whether it is important to stimulate, in other words, increase the energy in an organ or system, or whether it's necessary to reduce it. Because there's always what acupuncture is seeking, what Oriental medicine seeks, is for balance and harmony in the body. So if anything is too high, they'll bring it to normal. If it's too low, they'll bring it to normal. And this is
I just got to say, that's another fascinating thing. I had no idea. I did know it would increase energy. I didn't know it could decrease if it needs to. So that I find fascinating because I'm someone who totally believes in acupuncture, and I'm actually having a session like that today as well. So I'm glad I'm becoming an expert before I get to my session.
Thank you. Yeah, and acupuncture is used for everything. I mean, there's no condition you'll say, well, can acupuncture help it? Any time that you are stimulating or reducing too much energy in a system or organ in the body, it's important for whatever is going on. You can use it for pain, use it for conditions, you know, asthma, allergies, in the immune system disorders. All of these things will respond well. Even heart problems, blood pressure, they respond to acupuncture. But I want to mention something that I think you'll also find very interesting, that there is something called acupressure. And that's an ancient healing art where you use your fingers to press these key points on the surface of the skin, and you stimulate the body's natural self-curative abilities. When I say stimulate, I'm talking about you begin to you have them do whatever they need to do, whether it's to heighten or lessen. And acupuncture and acupressure use the same points. Acupuncture, of course, we know employs needles. Acupressure uses gentle but firm pressure of the hands and sometimes even the feet. There's a massive amount of scientific data about acupuncture, but acupressure, which is actually the older of the two traditions, was neglected after the Chinese developed more technological methods for stimulating the points with the needles and electricity. However, acupressure does continue to be very effective, and it's wonderful for self-treatment. In other words, you go to an acupuncturist to have these problems taken care of, but you can carry on at home using these acupressure points and stimulate them. One of them, by the way, a very important one I don't mention right now, is where your neck joins your spinal column, and that particular point over there has been actually called the mouth of God. That's how important it is. And there you'll feel that indentation. It's called the medulla oblongata, if you're interested in the name. And you can just stimulate that point throughout the day whenever you feel like it. If you feel tired or you feel a headache coming on or you just feel like you're stressed, just move your middle finger and just do a little bit of pressure and move it in a circle. It's a wonderful point.
Beverly, I just got to really say I'm already getting so much value out of this because I can speak to the acupuncturist today and ask him to show me how to use my hands for acupressure so I can do it in the weeks that I'm not having it done. So there again, you just taught me something very valuable. Thank you.
And let me say this. If they don't have the time or the interest in doing that, there are books available, and one of them is called Acupressure's Potent Points. So there are books available that will help you if you can't get that information because, you know, your practitioners are usually pretty stressed for time. So many people now are aware of the fact that they literally need something in addition to the traditional medical care.
So we can Google it. That reminds me, acupressure points, and I can learn from that as well. Good idea.
Okay, Google it or get a book, because a book, that means you have it anytime at your disposal. I want to mention homeopathy, because homeopathy was the original medical care, and there was no allopathy. Homeopathy was started in 1796 by Samuel Hahnemann. And it's based on the doctrine that based on the doctrine that when a substance causes a certain condition, that same substance reduced and diluted to a point where it is only a vibration, no molecules, it will actually help to cure the condition, whatever that condition is. They call it the law of similars. Now, the thing with homeopathy, and I can see why most physicians went into allopathy, thousands upon thousands of remedies are available, and the homeopath, and there still are homeopaths that are operating today in their own private practice as a homeopath or as a naturopath. Naturopathy is also another feature that I'll be talking about in a minute. But the homeopathic medicines, they are so diluted, and they, as I said, there's no molecules, just the vibration of energy. They're very effective. I've used many of them. I love them. They are the only drugs that I use, and they are also regulated by the FDA. And an interesting reason that they've been given a status of over-the-counter drugs, even though in a sense they're not drugs. They're only made from substances that are natural, plant, mineral, or animal origin. But the homeopathic medicines were given the status because the FDA was in part created by a homeopathic physician, Dr. Royal Copeland, who was also a senator from New York in the late 1930s.
And Beverly, where did you say they're derived from, the plant and what else?
Plant, mineral, or animal origin.
Oh, animal. I thought you said animal origin. I was surprised about that.
Well, it could be, let's say, something from, and I don't know, you know, what they're derived from individually. They have very fancy names, and I just trust them because there is no known side effects ever from these, and that is quite remarkable. You can take something. Most over-the-counter drugs, you know, the Tylenol and the various different ones for gastric upset, they all have side effects. Not as huge as the prescription drugs, but they do. But these have none. So homeopathy, and sometimes in a integrative practice, there will be a doctor known as an ND. ND is a naturopath. And a naturopath studies for the same 4 years or more as a traditional medical doctor. But in addition to learning about drugs, they have a very small amount of time spent on learning about drugs because they tend to use non-toxic approaches to therapy. And there's a strong emphasis on disease prevention and optimizing wellness. And the curriculum for a naturopathic physician includes clinical nutrition. So sometimes they may be at an integrative or complementary practice because they're going to be using nutrition. Real clinical nutrition is very different from a dietitian. I mean, the study is much deeper, and it goes into much more detail and also recognizing the differences that exist in all of us, just as our fingerprints are different, our DNA is different, there are different needs. And so a clinical nutritionist, of which they exist also, one can just study. There's enough to study in nutrition alone. I've got like 20 books, and I haven't, I'm not a nutritionist in that sense. I haven't taken the courses. I did take some, but not in a regular, you know, four-year curriculum. But a naturopath does use unique things. They're very, very holistic also, thinking in terms of physical, mental, emotional well-being. And they study the homeopathic medicine, botanical medicine, and herbs, and sometimes psychology, and they do some counseling. So they have quite a bit of additional therapies to go with this, because as the word says, naturopathy, it's with nature. So they may also prescribe things, and now even medical doctors are prescribing this, meditation. The importance of meditation. Years ago, Dr. Herbert Benson from, I don't remember if it's Harvard or Yale, it's one of those two schools, I think it's Yale, he wrote a book, and he called it the relaxation response. He had actually studied meditation, but this book is either 25 or 30 years old. At that time, meditation was not particularly popular in the West. So he brought it to his patients, and he called it the relaxation response. And what he found, his patients came to tell him, wow, I feel not only more relaxed, but my headaches are gone, my stress is less, they found their blood pressure went down, and many of them reported that they had a sense of spirituality, a sense of connection that they never had before.
That is extraordinary. It really is. Wow, this show is so important, folks. If you're listening, get your friends to listen. Know that you can hear it again in our archives. But this information really can make a profound difference in your health and your healing.
Thank you. I agree. It is what I do. I do the research for myself and also so I can share it on what else is out there. And let me tell you, there is so much that this show is in two parts, because it's impossible to tell you everything in this one show and give enough, and at least enough time to get your interest so that you may decide you're going to investigate something that sounds right to you, that kind of resonates with you. Maybe I'll try acupuncture, or maybe I'll start meditating, or whatever that you can, you know, think about for yourself as you're listening to this show. I want to mention also, as talking about acupuncture, many acupuncturists also do what's considered oriental medicine, and they have certain detoxification procedures and certain Chinese herbs, which are basically different, and I'm not saying better, I'm just saying different than the herbs that we're most familiar with in the Western world. So an acupuncturist who has been certified, and I'm not sure what their, you know, degrees are. Probably someone from, doesn't necessarily have to be someone from the East. It could be a Western practitioner who's done the studies. I've known several chiropractors, by the way, and I will mention, talk about chiropractic in a minute, who also are acupuncturists. They felt that because chiropractic works with the nervous system and it is the release of this energy, which they call life force, they call innate, but it's the same energy, whether you call it qi, same energy, that it was a very good complement for them. So there are chiropractors whose practice also includes acupuncture.
I wasn't aware that there were that many practices that include that. The practices that I know, if they have anything alternative, they have a chiropractor available. My primary doctor has a chiropractor available. I've never seen one with an acupuncturist available.
Well, I believe you mentioned you going for acupuncture, and that's in an integrative care place, I believe.
I was talking about the traditional doctors.
Oh, well, yeah, traditional doctors. Some of them have acupuncturists. Some of them have chiropractors.
Massage and, therapy.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about quite a few of these things, reflexology also. But let me talk for a moment about my favorite alternative, and I love acupuncture, but my favorite is chiropractic. I was introduced to chiropractic by my ex-husband, with whom I'm still a friend. Years ago, he put his hand on the back of my neck, and he said, "You have a sinus condition." We were at a dance at the time. I thought he was some kind of spook. I mean, how would you know that? But that's where their fingers are very sensitively trained to feel according to the way the spine feels, and they can tell what nerves are not functioning properly because the entire basis of chiropractic is that the brain and the nervous system run your body. They keep you alive. Nerve energy, which is a life force, but also it's called ki. And by the way, in the Indian system, it's called prana. If you see those names, I just want you to know that we're all talking about the same thing. We can even say it's the energy from God. I mean, however you want to say it, but it's that energy that flows from your brain and all parts of your body through your nervous system, carrying the instructions that tell every part of your body how to function. Now, people think of chiropractic primarily for headaches and back problems, and they are, in fact, wonderful. And, in fact, insurance companies even have a lot of information, insurance companies have put out, that chiropractic works far better than medicine, especially for back problems, and will get people back to work quicker. But it works for anything. Same way I mentioned acupuncture, because we're talking about the energy that flows from your brain through your nervous system to all parts of your body. Now, the reason, the main reason why the blockages form is that our cranium, our brain, is protected by a cranium, which is a hard, hard bone. Our spinal cord, through which all of this energy flows and all of the nerves exit from the spinal cord, is protected by a spinal column. But the spinal column cannot be just plain bone, solid bone. It has to be movable because we move. So in the course of life, when we're under stress, when we have an accident, a fall, especially automobile accidents or athletic injury, or even if our postures are such that they cause these vertebrae, that's what the bones exiting from your spinal column are called, vertebrae, are pressing on nerves, it causes what's called a subluxation. And what that means is that the energy from your brain with the directions to that part of your body is going to be impeded. It can't flow freely. And so when my ex-husband touched the back of my neck, and he said, you have a sinus condition. He was aware that those nerves were being affected, and I could not breathe normally out of my nose. And the fact is, until I met him, I used nose drops every day of my life.
I just want to say, you always mention that chiropractic care is your favorite healing modality, but in the interest of full disclosure, your daughter, Dr. Denise, is a chiropractor. So I just wanted to put that out there, that your husband, you said when it was spooky to you that he first approached you and put his hand on the back of your neck. I guess he was spooky enough that you married him, and then you guys gave birth to a daughter that followed in his footprints. So chiropractor is definitely in your blood.
You are so right about that. In fact, I used to do lectures at the Parker Chiropractic Seminars for years, and the Dr. Parker, who created this whole system, used to announce me and say she knows more about chiropractic than most of you chiropractors out there. Not how to adjust, but I understood the philosophy and the reason why it works. And I would not be without it. It is something, and it's true. Denise started off wanting to go into musical theater, as a matter of fact, but she was just guided to become a chiropractor, which has served her and me and her patients very well, and she does more mind-body work right now, but she still maintains a chiropractic practice.
Beverly, so how often do you get an adjustment?
Say that again?
How often do you get a chiropractic adjustment?
Once
the reason I ask, because you're so into it, and when I lived in New York, I did it every single week as well, preventative. So I want to make clear that it's not just for healing, but I used it for preventative because I've had bouts where my back went out and I couldn't even move. So I definitely attest to the value of chiropractic care.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do it every week now. When I first began and took care of my sinus condition, I was doing, I think I went 3 times a week. And then, as you said, I married him, which was wonderful. Look at all the money I saved. And then my daughter, who was also a chiropractor. It's a blessing
yes.
for me. But I am aware, as you know, that other things are also very effective. And there's another system that I want to mention. This is reflexology. Most reflexology, and I'm talking about this both in terms of complementary, integrative, which is the same thing, or just on their own as an alternative treatment. Most people think of it in terms of foot reflexology, but the fact is hand reflexology also works, and that's something basically we can learn to do ourselves. We can actually learn to look at the charts, get a book. I don't have it anymore. I don't know what happened to it. Mildred Carter is the name of the person that wrote what I believe was the most popular, and I can't say for sure, but her name comes up a lot when I read about reflexology. I don't know if she's still alive, but she had an excellent book on hand reflexology. And I actually have the charts, the hand reflexology chart and the foot reflexology. I do not do foot reflexology on myself. I think it's difficult to do. But what the charts show you and what someone who is well-trained knows, they don't have to stare at a chart. They know exactly where to go. You tell them what's wrong in your body, and they know exactly where to go, in your foot or in your hand. And as I said, generally it's going to be a practitioner. Mostly we do the foot reflexology. And why is that? Because this incredible body that we live in, and I say we live in, our spirit, our soul lives in this body, we have reflex points that go from the feet, from the hands. They're also in the ear, and they go in the tongue also. They go to specific organs and systems of the body. So that if you had a chart in front of you, whether it's a hand or a foot reflexology chart. And you can, I believe, get the charts off, you know, Google. You might be able to just find the charts right online. I've had mine for some time. You will see where, what do you stimulate? For instance, you want to stimulate your ear. It's your pinky toe. You want to stimulate your lungs or your chest. It's kind of in the middle of the, near the top of the foot, underneath the toes. If you wanted to stimulate your liver, it shows you the points of all of these things, and it's a wonderful, wonderful treatment, reflexology. You will feel better.
I had reflexology just last week. I'm totally into it. I totally love it. I have it done on the foot for a full hour session. That's how awesome the feel good is besides the healing. I did not know about hand reflexology, so now I'll have to ask some about that. I've had many sessions on reflexology, always with the foot, with the feet. The hands were never referenced.
Well, they usually, it takes, as you said, you had an hour for your foot. So there wasn't any reason for them. It's the same points. I mean, on the hand, it'll go back to the same point if you're using, you know, pressing on the same area.
Yeah, but I gather that. I want to say that would be a half hour on each foot. It's an hour session. So, yes, and it's nirvana. It's heaven on earth when I have that done.
Yeah, and you can, you know, if you choose to, do some on your hand yourself. You know, by getting the chart, and you're not going to be far off. I'm telling you, these charts are very, very specific. You're not going to be far off. And the wonderful thing also is that if you're pressing points on your body and you don't even know what you're pressing, very often you are going to an organ or a system that is actually very receptive and will benefit from it. I don't know of any side effects that have ever come from foot or hand reflexology, except the side effect of feeling much better.
Absolutely. And you clearly stated your prejudice in healing, which is chiropractic. I have to state my preference in healing, which I highly recommend and endorse to everyone, is to listen to this show every day for your healing and your positivity and your way of feeling great. And even in the words of our dear health guru, Beverly Nadler, she'll attest to why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you partner up with us in that endeavor. Become a loyal listener by going to the homepage of Joyce Barry and Friends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, you will see follow. Click on that. It's as simple as that click. And you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. So do become a loyal listener, a follower, and kudos to the ones who just joined this week. I know whenever we have our esteemed worldwide renowned psychic on the show, Peter Marks, he attracts people from all over, and they always become followers because we have the exclusive with Peter for radio. So if you want to not miss any of his shows where you could call in and get your free on-air mini reading, you want to become a follower. So there you go. And speaking of followers, one of our favorite followers is following us right now. Janice, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good morning. Always love to hear this wonderful show every day. And if I cannot make it up this early in the morning, I love to listen to it on archives, as your poem just suggested. So how is everybody on? Well,
hey, you're great, and even greater because you're on listening to us. Thank you.
You know, it's funny because you brought up the Carl Parker seminars, and that's where we first met, Beverly. I mean, physically met.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct, yes.
So many years ago.
Many moons ago, right, yeah. We were talking about some wonderful nutritional products at the time, and I was lecturing, and you were there, I think, as a distributor or an exhibitor. I think you were an exhibitor, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Yes. I was representing our business.
Right.
You know, but you were talking about chiropractic, and I actually have been going to the chiropractor since I'm 19 years young. Had a lot of back injuries, fell off a horse too many times, and rear end collisions. But when I had to find another way besides just chiropractic, and I say that because finances and such, I found yoga, and yoga actually was one of my healing modalities that helped me through, and you know, stretching out the spine. And I just thought I'd bring that up because I know you approve.
Not only do I approve, I do yoga every morning.
There you go. There
yes.
you go.
I put in where the insurance covers it. So that's something you might want to check on, folks. If you're looking into chiropractic, your chiropractor may just be covered, and you would get that as on your insurance.
Wonderful.
They are covered. They're in Medicare, and in some, not all, but many will even take Medicaid. So, yeah, they are covered. I did also want to mention that they have the same education as the medical doctor, minus not that much on the drugs, because they don't use drugs, but just a little bit so that they can be aware of side effects from drugs. But other than that, they have the same, basically the same training, a lot more on nutrition, however, than most medical doctors, although I think the medical schools are beginning to put in more nutrition now. I want to thank you, Janice, for your comments, because they are always, always appreciated and add to the show.
My pleasure, and thank you for all your knowledge and sharing this with the world through the wonderful Joyce Barry and Friends show.
And thank you for being such a loyal listener, a wonderful friend, and most importantly, a very special person.
Thank you, Joyce. Love you.
Love you too.
All right, back to HGBN, Health Guru Beverly Nandler.
Right,
I know you have so much
osteopathy.
Material
that,
today.
Yeah. Osteopathy is another form of a hands-on healing. It originally was totally drug-free. It also uses certain types of manipulation. Its purpose is, and philosophy is different from chiropractic, although I have known several chiropractors who were also osteopaths. I met them. They had certain ways of movements that they liked from osteopathy. The techniques are primarily to improve circulation and correct biomechanics. Well, I'm not saying without the use of drugs, but in recent years, I believe the osteopaths wanted recognition as MDs, and so they now can prescribe drugs. I'm not sure if they have full prescription rights or just limited, but nevertheless, I did want to mention that they not only exist, they have practices, they're called a DO, and they are more involved in the less invasive techniques. I do not believe they do surgery, but don't quote me on that. But they do, just as a naturopath, osteopath, homeopath, and medical doctors all have very, very similar education. Okay, this is a two-part program, but I do want to mention something else before we leave, and that is Ayurvedic medicine. Ayurveda comes from India. It is about 5,000 years old. It
you need to spell that, Beverly. You need to spell that.
Oh, Ayurveda.
Never heard of that either.
Well, that's because it's Indian, and it is. But there are more and more Ayurvedic physicians now, and some of them also use homeopathy in their practice. They have specific ways of their diet is different. It is, when I say their diet, their nutritional advice is based on the particular, what they call the dosha of an individual. The dosha has to do with what they call certain type of constitutional principles. One is vata, one is pitta, one is kapha. And I mention this because some people are familiar with it or might have an interest in it, and I'd like them to have some idea of what, you know, what they're reading there. They are very, very interested in using digestion is a very important thing. They also use herbs. They have a specific detoxification, and they very strong on breathing exercises, yoga, and meditation. And the word Ayurveda is a Sanskrit word that literally translates as the wisdom of life or the knowledge of longevity. And so it is the idea to not just have an absence of disease, but to have full health, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. It began as an oral tradition, and of course, as I said, it came from the East, but it now is also in the West. And in fact, an Ayurvedic physician in India must undergo at least a five-year postgraduate degree program, believe it or not, in order to be qualified.
And you had said the word literally means wisdom of life and wisdom of longevity.
The knowledge of longevity.
Correct. Very good. We all need
okay,
that
knowledge.
The last
thing that we're going to mention right now is actually aromatherapy. And this is extremely important and something that not enough people are aware of, because the plant that is used, it is all plants that's used in aromatherapy. And these plants, the most important part of them, the most powerful part of the plant, is what is used to create what's called essential oils, which can be used in the body, on the body, can even be used in food. They must be pure, organic, therapeutic grade in order to really be effective. I mean, the other ones that, you know, the ones that we buy, let's say, in our hand cream or face creams, these are not distilled and not grown the same way as the ones that I'm talking about, which really serve, I'm going to say, medicinal purposes. In the Bible, many of these of essential oils are mentioned. And in fact, the Israelites avoided the plague by rubbing their bodies with certain of these oils, certain combinations of these oils. So the essential oils are the only thing that we know of that actually crosses the blood-brain barrier immediately. So they have an effect on the emotional sense. They have an effect in literally making changes rather quickly. And it's an amazing thing that these little oils, one or two drops of an oil is usually all you're going to use, and yet they are so complex, and they consist of hundreds of different chemical compounds. They're highly concentrated, and as I said, there's the ones that you want to use are the ones that are organic, raw. They plant, the plants do not ever have any sprays, pesticides on them, and these are, you consider them expensive, but they are extremely effective, and I'm just going to mention a few of them because we are going to have within the next few weeks, not next week because next week is part two of this program, but in a few weeks we are going to have an entire program on essential oils, how to use
them. Yeah, that's great. I'm just confused on one thing. You said chemical compounds. What I know about organic and natural essential oils, there are no chemicals in them. So I'm not
quite sure what you're saying, chemical compounds. The natural chemicals that exist, there's chemicals that are – I understand your confusion. Okay, it's the natural – they're called chemical compounds. They have chemical names, just like you might look at, let's say, a skincare product that has really weird names on it. That's the chemical name given to it, but it comes totally from natural sources. So
That's why I was confused.
Made by Dow or Monsanto. No, this is in the oil itself. This is a compound that exists in the plant. Thank you for asking that question, because other people might be confused. They are distilled from plants, shrubs, flowers, trees, roots, bushes, and seeds. And what they do, what these essential oils do, is they help to transport nutrients to the cells of the body. They actually oxygenate the cells.
Well, one thing I have no confusion about whatsoever is where you can go to purchase those essential oils. Folks, the website would be healthyandorganic.net. These are pure organic essential oils. I have a whole array of them. They are extraordinary. The company probably has 100 different kinds of ones that are mixed together, of ones that stand alone. I highly endorse it. I use it. I love it. www.healthyandorganic.net. So you want to check that out there. That's the real deal, 100% organic. And you can look up on the charts and the website what each, the benefits are for each of those. So absolutely check that out. And you'll be very happy. One other thing regarding that, you can put a couple of drops on, but I also purchased from them the diffuser. The diffuser where you put it on the machine and it permeates the air. So it's actually in the air, and they have two great diffusers, and one actually spins around the room with healing colors. So you want to ask about that as well. Healthyandorganic.net. Back to you, Beverly.
Yes, and do tune into our show. By joining and following Joyce, you'll find out when our show, entire show, will be spent just on these oils. You can find that out when once you become a follower. I'm just going to mention a few of the most popular ones. Peppermint, which supports digestive function and also lung function, and it also promotes alertness and concentration and energy. Lavender, which soothes minor cuts. It's wonderful for burns and excellent for relaxing and it literally helping people sleep better. lemon is also promotes energy. It also helps to maintain cholesterol levels, and it is helpful to deal with nervous irritability. It just makes you feel good, as a matter of fact. And frankincense and myrrh, those are two of the oils that are mentioned in the Bible numerous times as being especially wonderful for so many different things, and also for relaxation, for keeping stress away, for grounding. They're very good during meditation, and they help to increase one's spiritual sensitivity. Those are just a few of the many.
And I actually have all of them, and thank you for clarifying what the benefits are, some of the benefits. I just know that I love all of them.
Well, I'm so glad that you do use them and that you mentioned the site. And I do want to say that urge people to join us next week, because we're going to be talking more about the particular healing modalities for the mind, many of which we call energy modalities. Not all are called energy modalities, but basically they are. In fact, many of the things we mentioned today are energy modalities, because they support us, because we are basically energy. And here's one of Albert Einstein's quotes: everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So when we're using energy healing in any way, we are changing our frequency, our vibration, in order to create a healing environment, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and all of them work in combination. It's all holistic. That's the meaning of, in fact, the meaning of holistic is whole, W-H-O-L-E, or holy, H-O-L-Y. We are whole beings, and we need to take care of every aspect of ourselves. And that's why complementary or integrative medicine is so valuable in bringing so many of these modalities to us. So we will be talking about other modalities next week that have to do more with the mind. Reiki, you may be familiar with, Qigong, you may be familiar with the tapping techniques, and we'll be talking about why they work. And also that certain kinds of counseling and hypnosis, all of these things work very well in conjunction with or even by themselves.
And folks, those of you who are in Florida, I want to share an extraordinary resource, and that's the SARI Center, S-A-R-I Center. It's in Palm Beach Gardens and West Palm Beach. The website is SARI, S-A-R-I Center.org. It's a private, nonprofit organization. It was developed to provide support to cancer patients and their loved ones, but anyone is welcome to attend there. It's extraordinary. I go there for the massage, reflexology, acupuncture. Today I'm having an energy healing session, another acupuncture session. Everyone that works there, they're very tuned into the healing aspect of all these things. The phone number, if you're lucky enough to be in Florida and utilize their services, is 561-578-5900. You can call, find out about it, make an appointment. It is nonprofit. It is a nonprofit organization. There are fees, but the counseling to cancer patients and their caregivers, that is free. And the other modalities, the prices are very, very reasonable. And I can tell you that every practitioner is extraordinary and very well trained. So, Beverly, what is your closing message that you want to let people know? And certainly we want to hear one of your amazing poems.
There are many things that can help you. And if you are healthy, then a lot of these things are wonderful to keep you healthy. If you're having a health problem, I urge you to raise your vibrations by using some of these things. Change the way you think. There is so much hope now for wellness. There are so many things that are out there that work. And so investigate, look for them, and do join us next week because we'll be talking about, and I do want to mention, Joyce, you talked about counseling. That can be very, very healing. Just working with the right therapist who talks to you and counsels you in ways that support what you're going through or what you want to change in your life.
Absolutely. You're right on about that. You want counseling, you want support, you want people in your life that are positive. So stay away from the negative energy and all the negativity that's out there, and there's so much. And surround yourself with positive people. Do listen to this show every day. We offer you something really special. Tomorrow we're going to talk about a scam that is so widespread. I have to do a show about what is going on because it's very easy to fall privy to this scam. Beverly, what is the message, the final thing you want to say?
Well, actually, it's summed up in my poem. And the final thing that I want to say is take care of yourself. Take care of your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. And you will find that life becomes much more enjoyable. And a lot of these things are fun to go through. They're enjoyable, as Joyce pointed out. So I'll close with, you can be healthy and free of pain. Is it really too much to ask? Is being healthy and pain-free an impossible task? Most people rely on medications to free them from painful sensations, but side effects can be dangerous too. What's a person that's sick or in pain to do? Addictive substances dull the symptoms in mind, and of these there are so many kinds. Tobacco, sugar, alcohol, pot, they're socially accepted, but the solution, they're not. So what brilliant advice do I have for you? Is there something else that's tried and true? Yes, I want to shout from the highest mountaintop, there are natural, holistic ways for your suffering to stop. Vitamins, minerals, herbs, nutritious food that can help your body heal and elevate your mood. This chiropractic care to keep you at your peak, and acupuncture, massage, and reflexology techniques. Some healing things are healing because of your biochemistry, and some work on your structural system and your vibrating energy. There are pain-reducing devices that use microcurrent technology. And you can release trauma and negativity with energy psychology. There's yoga, Pilates, breath work, and meditation. Positive subliminal CDs, affirmations, and visualization. Surely you've heard seek and you shall find. And as you seek, keep an open mind. And never forget the power and importance of prayer. For with faith and intention, creative solutions appear.
Beverly, words can't express how each and every poem is perfect, right on, and extraordinary. So thank you for that. And folks, if you listen to this show today and you got the value of it, then go into action. Practice some of these things. Go check out healthyandorganic.net. Get those essential oils. Get them now. Check out the SARI, SARICenter.org if you're in Florida, 561-578-5900. I can't speak too highly of them because what they offer really makes a profound difference in people's lives. And if you are going to check it out, if you are going to become a loyal listener of the show, if you are going to let your friends know about it, then I have to ask the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do
is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Thanks for joining us today, folks, and I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day, it is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That is my prayer for all of you. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.